As we welcome from Quail Creek Golf Course, golf pro Bobby Hall. And good morning, Bobby.
Thank you, Lori. Nice to be here. Love the studio, the nostalgia in here, and makes you feel like you're part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh,
here.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, really like this. This is great.
Thank you. We love our retro cool studios as well. Fact, other folks out there listening, maybe they'll come see it for the first time Friday night, as you just heard, for First Friday Art Walk Open House. So, Bobby, you are Quail Creek Golf Pro.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Well, I run the day-to-day activities. We like to say at Quail Creek we have a game for everybody, meaning you have a golf game from juniors up through seniors. Today we have the senior men's league. They teed off at 8 o'clock. Tuesday mornings we have Ladies Day and the Nick Center, which it's kind of a social golf, recreational golf for our senior citizens. Wednesdays we have also in the afternoon the Men's Golf Association, the MGA, plays at 4 o'clock. Every Saturday the men play at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's predicated on football. They all want to get home to watch Alabama and Auburn on football on Saturday mornings. But we like to say we have a game for everybody. We run the day-to-day activities. And if you're not in a league, we still have open play and tee times. We have a lot of events for our couples, and just that's what I do from day to day is make sure the operations are running, the cart fleet's in good shape, the restrooms are clean, snack bars ready to go, and just wear a lot of hats, but it's a lot of fun. Enjoy working for the city.
And you're back after you were here many years as the superintendent, weren't you?
Not a superintendent,
okay.
But as the PGA golf professional,
okay,
running
okay.
Day-to-day activities. Took a little leave of absence for a while, and glad to be Peggy and I are very happy and fortunate to be back in Fairhope.
Very good. He walked in and handed me a calendar of activities for October, and there's virtually something just about every day. I had no idea how active the golf course is. Like on Fridays, you have couples wine and nine.
Yeah, once a month we have a wine and nine, and it's probably one of the best meals, kept secret meals in Fairhope. The ladies bring a covered dish, and we supply an entree for everybody. And then after we have a few libations, adult beverages, and we call it wine and nine. The couples come out and play nine holes. And then we enjoy some fellowship, and we give some prizes away, and it's a lot of fun. So we try to do that once a month. We also have just started, thanks to Dorothy Norris and Ruth Pannington, we're putting an 18-hole couples group together on Sundays that's going to start this Sunday at 12:30. They can get out and enjoy the golf course. It's fun and fellowship. So a little bit of everything always going on.
And you've got a special event, the Qantas Nightlight Tournament, Friday, November 11th. Is that some type of a lit-up course?
This is a lit-up course. I haven't done a Nightlight Tournament in a long time, and we're happy to have the Eastern Shore Kiwanis. We set up a golf course for night at a it starts about 6:30 in the afternoon after daylight savings time, and we'll put luminaries out, and they wear lighted necklaces so they can see each other, and they have lighted golf balls, and we'll put a little light at the hole, and it's just kind of a fun thing. We play the real short course, and they play at night. It's kind of a novelty thing. There's a lot of whiffing and missing and duffing going on.
It sounds like fun.
But the Kiwanis say they've sold it out, and so it's going to be a fun new event for us to host. It'll be Nightlight. So I've got a contact all the folks at Firethorn and Quail Creek Estates that, hey, when some people are being a little loud coming through your yard at 8 o'clock at night, don't worry, we're having a
right,
fun golf tournament.
Right, have to let the neighbors know.
This is a little something unusual, but we're looking forward to hosting it.
Now, you mentioned providing an entree. I was curious, is the restaurant still open and when, and can folks come that don't play golf?
Yes, we're open to the public every day. We serve a nice breakfast, hot plate breakfast in the morning, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, grits, we don't have hash browns, but we have grits and eggs and however you'd like your breakfast prepared. Don't do pancakes or waffles. It's pretty much a simple country breakfast. And then we have lunch from hamburgers, chicken salad, tuna salad, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, like I said, grilled cheese sandwiches, hot dogs. It's more of a snack bar. We have great French fries. That's all we fry in our fryers, French fries. We don't do fried chicken or anything. So we have a great reputation for our hamburger and fries. And I want to say hats off to Mary Ann, Melody, Erlinda, Annette that work in the grill. They've done a great job. We got 100 on our health rating just last month.
Very impressive.
Which is nice to have. They're taking care of our food. You have safe product that we serve out there. Very consistent. And we have a back porch that's real nice to sit on. You can come out, but anybody can come out during the day and eat. Even though we have a lot of league play going on, it would be crowded at different times. We welcome you to come out and try our snack bar.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yes, no dinner.
7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Wow, yes, ma'am. How nice.
Now, there are some, this Thursday, tomorrow, we're going to close the golf course so that our superintendent and his staff can spray the golf course with the right products, knock out some of the weeds and the fescues and things that are out there. They're foreign grasses that we don't like to have on the golf course. So we're going to shut down tomorrow so that he can apply those applications and we don't have any cart traffic or foot traffic. They're safe products that he puts out, but he just needs to water it in and have the golf course to himself. And so that's just a high priority right now, getting the golf course back in good shape.
There were some issues a few months back with the greens.
Yes, we had Jeff Williams, our former superintendent, kind of stepped aside from being superintendent, and we tried to hire a superintendent over a 6-7 month period without much success. And so, not having the agronomy, I don't have an agronomy background. We didn't have really anybody helping with spraying techniques and things we needed to do. The staff was doing the best they could, but unfortunately we lost several of our greens to some bad turf management. And now Dr. Tom Johnson, that works for the city now, has taken over. He has a great background in agronomy, Mississippi State and Auburn University. We're glad to have him, and he's resurrected many of the issues that we've had. We still have one green that's closed, number 16. It has a lot of different issues in it, but it's coming back. He's made a great recovery. We're happy to have him, and the staff's working really hard. And now we're getting great compliments. So we're looking forward to the future, and next year we'll be in much better shape.
And I cannot imagine how difficult it is to maintain right now. My yard is crunchy. I can't imagine a lush green golf course. You must have to do a lot of watering.
The first part of the spring was really dry. As you remember, we didn't have any water. We were begging for water. And then we had that 60 days of rain, and it just pummeled us, and everything was wet. We couldn't mow, couldn't keep up. And so, but the rain did help us reestablish a lot of our agronomy out there. Now we've had this dry weather. It's nice and cool, but yeah, water. And I know Sherry and the city council, or Sherry Sullivan and our mayor and the city council, worried about our water depletion right now. So we have to go back to just being good conservative folks about watering. Now, the golf course water is from our lake, so we don't take water from the city.
Good.
Yeah, we have our own pumping system and irrigation system that comes from our lakes out there. So we're fortunate, and that is back up and running very well. So we should go through this drought pretty well at the golf course. But we're not using city water, folks saying we're watering all the time out there. But it does come from the lake, so it is a natural resource.
That's good to know. What else would you like us to know about the golf course? Are there lessons for people or for kids?
Yes, we have.
How does it work?
I do a lot of the teaching, and we've just hired a new assistant professional, J.T. Perrine. He's had some experience at Marriott's Grand Hotel and also at Peninsula, and he's doing a fine job as a teacher. So if your juniors are out there, anybody beginning in golf, we do provide lessons. We like you to call for an appointment. The driving range is open to the public. We sell range balls to juniors for $3 and adults for $4, but you can come out and hit balls during the day. We're open 7 days a week. We might have, if we have a tournament or something going on, we have tournament play, but for the most part, the range is open every day. And we have a chipping green, putting green, so you can come out and practice, work on your game. And if you are interested in golf lessons, just contact the staff and we'll get in touch with you.
Okay. What is the MGA Club Championship I'm looking at on your calendar on the 16th?
Excuse me, the Men's Golf Association.
Yeah,
the Quail Creek MGA Men's Golf Association has an annual championship, and that'll be Saturday and Sunday. They go at 8 o'clock, and we have a tournament champion for our overall 59 and under. You play from different tee boxes, so we have a white tee champion, a gold tee, and a green tee champion. So that we have two ages for our seniors, super seniors, seniors, and then our 59 and under. So We crown three champions that weekend, and it's a lot of fun. And we have fun, competitive spirit out there with the Men's Golf Association. They support the club. They give back generously. They've provided, the MGA has paid for club washers out on the driving range, television sets, a radio communication system. They put some of their funds at the end of the year back into the golf course. And so they're a big part of our family out there.
Because the golf course is owned and operated by the city of Fairhope.
But yes, it is.
Historically, it's been done so at a loss. So when you have the association like that, contributing and giving back, it's a big help.
It is a big help. The bottom line, one thing that we don't see in the city council budget, we had a wonderful Lions Club tournament this past Sunday. I want to thank Bill Bonnewell and Bill Clark and the Lions Club. But they raised a significant amount of money for the children and the benefits that go to Lions Club. And so does FEEF, the Fairhope Educational Enrichment Foundation. So in a lot of ways, Quail Creek does give back to the community. There may be a small loss at the end of the year on our budget, but for the most part, green fees, annual memberships, and our cart fees take care of a good portion of it. But as far as a recreational facility in the city, we help pay our way most of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then these benefits that come back to the charities, the children, the churches, and all the other activities, that's quite a punch for us to give back. And so I'm very proud of the charities that we work with. I've been involved with United Way over the years, Under His Wings over in Foley, several churches, the Food Bank, Bush's Cigar Shop has sponsored a great tournament. The Bobby Clark has a great foundation in memory of his son Jackson that passed away and from testicular cancer. So it just goes on and on. We're doing a veterans event November the 12th on a Saturday for veterans and PTSD. So we're always doing something to give back, and a lot of people don't see that, and that's one thing we're very proud of is we give back to the community.
I'm glad you brought that up with that kind of perspective, because there's always some type of a charity tournament going on.
Correct.
And the proceeds from that are worth their weight in gold.
Yes.
To further some type of a philanthropic effort. So
a lot of times you can't get out and you can't put a hammer and nail and get out and do your part. We all like to do the Alabama cleanup, and there's so much that goes on in the city that Paige and Mayor Sullivan, put together for the city. But this is a way you can play golf and recreate, and out of your pocket you're giving back to that charity. I mean, the Grand Hotel does a lot of events, Rock Creek, Lake Forest, all the golf courses in Baldwin County, Mobile County. One way or another, they're going to be contacted by a charity. So it's a good way to have fun and help a charity out. So golf is a great way to segue into helping these groups.
And then you have the apparel shop. Lots of folks like to wear the apparel even if they don't play golf.
We're a little bit down in our inventory now, but that's our end of the year budget just ended with the city. So we'll be beefing that back up, getting ready for Christmas and the holidays. Thank you. We do provide club fitting. We have clubs, putters, balls, wedges, hats, apparel. We'll get into wintertime. We'll have outerwear available, shoes, socks. So we try to have a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Great place, like you said, to go Christmas shopping.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Bobby, what else would you like us to know that I have not thought to ask or we haven't covered yet?
Well, I think that's about it. I have a great staff. I mean, you're only as good as your staff, so I have to thank all the guys and gals that work out at the golf shop, the snack bar, our cart attendants. We have marshals and starters that roam the golf course keeping sand. Sand's a big thing. We put sand on the golf course to replace the divots, which helps the superintendent and the grounds crew out, so we're very proud of that. It's a well-oiled machine, but I can't do it unless I have a great staff that I can rely on. So they're very loyal and very happy folks to work with.
So what are the hours of what you're calling the snack bar, which is a mini restaurant, if you will?
Right. It's open every day, all day long, so that you can get drinks and beverages or cold beer or Cokes, Powerade, whatever you'd like, water. We do close the snack bar at 3 o'clock. We don't serve any meals after 3. We don't do dinner, but it's open from breakfast to lunch.
7 a.m.?
7 a.m.
Okay.
And then the clubhouse opens at 6:45, so folks can register and get ready. We start play early. There's a lot of seniors like to get out early hit the links at daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're open until 6:30. After daylight savings time, we'll close at 5:30. So we kind of go with the hours of the sunlight.
Right.
And when we get into spring and daylight savings time turns around and the days stay longer, we stay up until 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So we fluctuate with daylight, with Mother Nature, so to speak.
There you go. So we just want to remind folks, if you've never been out there, even if you don't play golf, maybe just go have a burger or some breakfast and check it out. It's a little gym right here in our community.
We have several guys in the area that come out and just have a cup of coffee and sit and talk about old women, and old women talk about old men, you know, from the song. But yeah, if you want to just stop by and have a cup of coffee, we have some hazelnut, some pecan, some different flavors, and we're not a coffee shop, but you're always welcome.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of that, and old women and old men, are you seeing golf fading out to the younger people, or is there a resurgence of younger people getting involved?
There's a big resurgence in younger people getting involved. I've seen more high school students out than I ever have. I think COVID was one of the things that drove golf back up the ladder, because people were trying to get outside, get away from being inside. You can ride in a golf cart by yourself or just with another person and get outside and enjoy the fresh air and atmosphere. Golf on TV, especially with Tiger Woods and all the young players that are playing, TV is giving a lot of exposure. So, well, I've seen more juniors. I've given more junior golf lessons this past year than ever before, from 5 years old up to 18 years old. And, yeah, we're seeing a resurgence. And with the economy, you know, it's a little hazy at times, but still people want to get outside. They want to recreate, and this is a great way to get out and enjoy your time with your family. So COVID actually, hate to say it, but it has helped golf.
Well, there's always a plus side.
Yeah.
So can folks find the calendar of events and activities like you've handed me on the city's website?
City's website, yeah. FairhopeAL.gov, www.fairhopeAL.gov.
The departments and recreate, what would that be?
Yes, we're under the, if you look under different departments, you'll see Quail Creek on there, and you can click that on there. And we also post results each day from the different leagues, and so they stay in touch with us.
Does it have its own Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page. I'm in charge of that. I need to do a better job of that. It's hard with all the hats I wear to get everything posted. Yeah. But you can call us at 251-990-0240. 251-990-0240. That's our phone number to the pro shop. And we're on Highway 181, just south of Walmart. And just be careful all the traffic. I tell you, I haven't seen so many construction and dump trucks and things coming down the highway. So be careful on 181. But
right, that's at where we're looking, light, right?
Right at the flashing light. Pretty easy to get into. So, yes, please come see us.
Thank you so much. Very informative.